Every part of New York has bodegas, shops with everything from beer to batteries to lottery tickets. And in many of them, you'll find a cat to eliminate rodents and attract customers. Cat lover Jeff London decided to explore their popularity.
Whenever I pass my local bodega and see Lola, their fluffy black and white cat, through the window, I go inside to say hello.
Hey, Lola.
Psst, psst, psst.
Sometimes I take a picture of her and post it online. Like me, Dan Ramada started posting pictures of bodega cats on social media, but it exploded into a business.
The intention was not to start a bodega cat Instagram. The intention was I was going to snap photos of bodega cats myself with just my iPhone. And then people started sending me photos of their bodega cats, and then it just kind of spiraled from there.
In addition to his social media accounts, Ramada has an Etsy page selling apparel and stickers. He leads cat tours in the city and is working on a coffee table book. We met at a bodega in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and went on kind of a bodega crawl, meeting cats across the neighborhood.
Hey, Prince. Hi, bud. How's it going?
Prince was a beautiful gray kitten. A few steps away, in another store, we met a chunky tortie named Tiger. Store clerk Kareem Chinara.
So many customers like the Tiger. She's a friendly for everybody.
Well, maybe not the rodents.
Between 30 and 40% of bodegas in New York City probably have cats. They're not always in the front of the house. Sometimes they're kept in the back. You know, they're working animals.
And some are celebrities. Comedian Michelle Adana has become something of a TikTok superstar, talking with bodega owners, customers, and kitties on ShopCat's show.
I heard there was a grumpy bodega cat in here. Let's go check it out.
Where are you?
One staple of each episode is where Michelle Adana tries to determine if the bodega cat is a hunter or a gatherer and pulls out a cat toy on a string.
Let's see if Simba is a hunter or a gatherer.
I love bodega cats. I've never had a pet, and my mom has always said no.
As has the New York City Department of Health. Dan Ramada says bodega cats are actually illegal in New York.
Sometimes the health inspectors will look the other way, sometimes they won't. But it's just one of those things where, like, as a bodega owner, you have to face a fine. I mean, you get a choice. Like, you get a fine for having a cat or get a bigger fine for having a rodent problem.
So Ramada has set up a petition, and full disclosure, I've signed it, to designate bodega cats as working animals to help change the law. He's also raising money to help pay for their veterinary care. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Brooklyn.